This is Twit.
The two things Facebook did. Number one, they announced today they're going to let. And remember, we said if you had Mark Zuckerberg at a dinner party, and you could say, and he would do it, one thing you would say to fix Facebook. And I said, yes, stop taking political ads. And Jeff, you raised a reasonable issue, which is, well, that's one way that, you know, unknown candidates get a chance to be heard. Facebook and Instagram have announced they're going to let U.S. users block political ads. You just, I presume, just flip a switch. He wrote, I don't know, did you read the editorial in the USA Today? It'll roll out to some users now, all users in the next few weeks. And by the way, it's not just politicians, but PACs as well. And at the same time as they're doing that, they are going to launch, and we know this from the last election, Facebook had a huge impact on voting registration. They are going to launch a big voter information center that they say, and I'll have to see what they do, but they say will give millions of people accurate information about voting, tell them where their ballot box is, and help them register. Their goal is to register 4 million voters using Facebook, Instagram, and Messenger, and then help them get to the polls. This could make a huge difference. Tell me why I'm wrong, Jeff Jarvis.
Depends on, well, it bothers me that we think that, and this is a commentary not on Facebook, but if we think that pulling away from the civic dialogue is something desirable, that's a larger problem with society. Second, what's a political ad? I guarantee there's going to be knickers and knots over that, because if I put up an ad saying, you know, come to my pro environment rally, is that going to be taken down? You know, how chicken?
Well, just to be clear, you can, post that.
Yeah, but if everybody says no to it,
say that.
Like, it can't buy the ad, but you can turn it off. You, Leo Laporte. Slug.
No, I'm just saying that face. This is advertising, not content. So you
understood. Right. Understood.
And people already have the ability to turn off ads. Like I buy the more expensive Hulu, so I don't have to sit through ads. Some people buy YouTube to avoid it. So I don't see
specifically
why.
Specifically political ads?
All ads, but especially political ads.
But I'm saying to separate political ads from other ads.
I don't. We had the fairness doctrine forever, which recognized that politics, and not just that wasn't advertising, but politics are a different. Politics are not a product, or they shouldn't be a product, and we've turned them into a product, and that's a problem. So I would say politics can be a separate category, and I am fine with that because we should not be. You should not make as casual a decision about the people who run your country as you do about what brand of toilet paper you want to buy. But that's just me.
I just think that it says something bad about our nation that to be engaged in the political debate is now seen as a bad thing. And that's the reality. That's
well,
where we are. But
it's not saying it's a bad thing. It's just saying that the reality is there is so much overt manipulation tied to these platforms. And these platforms do distort the political process. And we have to solve that. Is it sad that we have to do this? Sure. But we can't just be like, I wish I lived in a world where everything was rainbows and sunshine. But we don't. So we're just going to have to deal with it. Ooh, that felt really bitchy. Sorry.
No, it didn't. That was right on. I think that I understand, and it is in a way it's throwing up in your hands and saying, yeah, well, we can't fix it, so we're just going to block it. You still have speech. You still can post what you want as an individual.
For sure.
You just can't buy an ad. And
you can buy it. You can buy it.
But some people can block it.
You can block it, yeah. Just gotta,
and what remains to be seen is how difficult that is. And, of course, everybody knows the tyranny of the default, and no one more than Mark Zuckerberg, that 99% of Facebook users won't flip that switch.
And the amount of money that they lose from it is de minimis.
Yeah. But I think it's – so to me, this is an acknowledgement that, yes, these ads are a problem. And he's getting hit on both sides. I mean, Joe Biden's buying ads saying, Facebook, you're stupid. And you know, I mean, it's getting hit from both sides. So just no political ads. I think I continue to say they should just ban them all, but at least giving users the right to turn it off. And then I think the next step is for everybody to remind everybody how to do that. I think there's a lot of people. I'm not on Facebook. I don't want to see anything on Facebook. My way of getting rid of all the ads on Facebook and also all the background noise on Facebook is not by being a member. And I tried. I really did. I stuck it out for 3 months.
I'm not there, so
yeah.
I'm fine with that.
I tried. I came back when the virus hit. I thought, well, I'm going to use Facebook as it was intended to stay in touch with family and friends, see that they're all doing well and so forth. It did not help me with that. It just made me upset every single time.
Again, I still don't understand how that works. Just because I don't follow a-holes.
I don't follow a-holes. I only added people as friends. I only added people as friends that I know in real life. A lot of listeners and fans and other people, when even people I haven't seen in 20 years, when they saw me back on Facebook, tried to friend me. And I apologize to all of you, but I said, no, only the people I wanted to keep in touch with to find out how they were doing didn't matter. Maybe I have bad friends.
Yeah, you must, because I really honestly...
I'm involved
with people who are controversial.
Maybe you have normal friends. I mean,
I have normal friends.
I have friends who I added from back in high school, and some of them, you know, they're crazy. And I quickly realized that and was like, oh, well... I don't need this person in my life anymore. Also, people can be kind of nostalgic about their friends. I don't know why.
Do we agree that the Voter Information Center is a good thing? We must agree on that, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure, but the problem there, you know what's going to happen there? They're going to push you being able to vote by mail, and then guess who's going to say that that's awful, and then there's going to be a fight over that, and we're going to be back in another cultural war over postage stamps and voting by mail.
Well, and I should point out...
We're in a culture war about masks. So you know what? We are at the most ridiculous point.
We are in a culture... And by the way, that's exactly Donald J. Trump's strategy.
Media is such an idiot to play along.
Well, it's just natural. And you know what? If you're a reality show... I'm watching a reality show. I've never seen a reality show before, including The Apprentice. But I'm watching a really dumb one called Below Deck that's about yachting. And the service personnel on big charter yachts. And it's actually, I can't stop watching. Lisa and I like binging them. But I understand the whole idea.
What channel is that on?
It's Bravo. The whole thing about reality shows is strife is good. Conflict is good. That's what gets your attention. Keeps you watching. I got to see what happens next. And boy, did Donald Trump learn that from Mark Burnett when he did The Apprentice. You want to own the news cycle, keep people fighting. And every time the fire starts to die down, throw in another piece of kindling. And
well, then I'll fight.
Masterfully adept at that. We all get suckered into it. And that's what's brought us to we are so polarized. And you know, people say, oh, we're polarized. We got to stop that. But I don't think it's the natural state. I think it's we've been fed that, and not just from President Trump, but everybody's fed into that now. And Twitter hasn't helped, and Facebook hasn't helped.
No, I'm going to remind you, without social media, we wouldn't have Black Lives Matter. We wouldn't have had the 17-year-old girl who shot the video of George Floyd. Let us remember that these are voices who were not heard in mainstream mass media run by old white guys like me.
Oh, I agree 100%.
And walking away from social media means you're walking away from voices who have not been heard in big old mass media, and I say that as three white people sitting here.
Well, so, and the good news is mass media is over. So
you can still find those voices.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, people will still be on Twitter and on Facebook.
Where?
We're not saying these things go away. We're just saying that you don't have to talk about politics, or you don't have to actually...
Well, you can, and there's podcasts, and there's
YouTube. I'm saying if you quit Twitter and you quit Facebook, you're also leaving behind...
Oh.
I don't think that's
true. Most people get their news from Instagram now anyway, Jeff. Come on.
Well, if you quit social media.
I think quitting social media is the single best thing you can do for your mental health.
I think that's a privileged position.
No, because the New York Times, CNN, all these places are now trolling. Not trolling. Trolling.
Trolling.
central social media for their stories. So I think
for a very limited skewed view of the world,
if you want to improve your mental health, also give up your 24-hour news channels, because those are exactly driven by conflict as well. Television is in general,
television's worse.
That's what I'm saying. We have optimized.
It's worse.
We have optimized for engagement. And in every case where we have optimized for engagement, the discourse has been destroyed, our minds are turned to mush, and we end up hating each other.